Hey, this is Aurelia, and you are now tuned into Black Girl with a Voice.
Hey y'all, it's Aurelia, and I'm back with another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. Guys, I can't tell y'all how happy I am that I can now say that this is the second episode to season two, because I was having all these problems with my phone and things like that, but that's besides the point. Now, thank you if you have decided to come and listen to my podcast, share it, talk about it, because it means so much to me, and I wouldn't be able to do any of this without myself, the power in myself, God, and the people who decide to listen and share and talk about it. And even if you just listen to like a little bit and you leave, I don't care. You listen to it, so that means I brought you, you know what I'm saying? So I know my voice might sound a little bit different. I'm pretty sure in a couple of days I will probably be losing my voice, or my voice will change. Besides the point. So I was thinking back to 2015 when I was in middle school and all of this, and I specifically remember light skins versus dark skins. And I know that y'all remember this because most of the people who I'm speaking to are around my age. And I wanted to speak on this because I feel like this also is what put a lot of this generation into this thing where people feel like they have to go against one another in what tone and race that they are. So, without any doubt in my mind, okay. So also, I noticed something very, very big happening. There was literally a group of kids, like most of us, putting light skin or dark skin in our bio. Now, was I one of those? No. I'm very much a dark skinned girl, so it was very much crazy to me. Most of the time, it was males who were really putting this in their bios, going against each other, like dark skins are better, light skins are better. Now, if you look at today's memes, you can also see like the TikTok meme or anything like that. You can see where it's like light skins in the gym or dark skins in the gym or something like that of the sort. Why is it? It's one of those things where it's kind of crazy that we're all black. Why are y'all separating yourselves into categories? We're literally all black, except for one has a lighter skin tone than you and the other don't. You don't see people of other demographics or other demographics, that's the same thing as race, but or close. You don't see other people separating themselves out based on the tone of their skin. It's really only the black community who does that most of the time. That's put on display for everybody to see, because a lot of people, when they do this, they start making a fool out of themselves. A lot of people literally be like, it's Halloween season. You better get you a light-skinned girl. You ain't gonna be able to see that dark-skinned girl in the dark. Growing up, I know I was one of those people a lot of the times who got pushed out of the norm, who got pushed out of the other group of kids because I was darker than everybody else. I was the burnt biscuit of the bunch. I was the one you couldn't see in the dark. I was the one that needed to open her eyes or smile or something in the dark so everybody can see me. You know what I mean? So it was kind of crazy that this has become such a normal thing for people to sit here and separate themselves from their own people. From their own people. That's the crazy part about it. Like, it needs to stop, in all honesty, because it's still happening in little ways and little things. A lot of people aren't even friends with people of a lighter skin tone or race, because simply they feel like they're probably traumatized. They just simply feel like they just not on my level. And it's seen a lot of the times that girls who are lighter, I know specifically girls who tend to be lighter or just look a certain way tend to feel like they're over girls who are dark skinned and who may look a certain way as well. I just feel like it's something that a lot of people aren't speaking on, and it needs to be spoke on, and it's been pushed to the side a lot. So I feel like a lot of the reason why a lot of the things in my generation have been separated by tone of color, the reason why a lot of people will go after certain people is really because of when people started a root, not why, but a root and an origin, one origin point of why a lot of people decided this is what I want, this is going to be my preference, this is going to be this, this is going to be that. Light skin versus dark skin from 2015. And I kind of don't even remember how this started. Because it's like, I just remember this was a thing. I didn't see any other people doing it or anything like that. I just remember it was the people and like maybe my grade level, maybe a little bit older than me, specifically doing this. To one point, so maybe people just started taking out their bios and it kind of just flew over everybody's heads and nobody spoke on it anymore. Nobody spoke on it. Like, is it really, it's something in human nature where a lot of the times people feel like they have to be superior to the other, and you don't have to be. You really don't. So every other time that people are being separated and out of the bunch, when dark-skinned girls especially speak on it, we get attacked about how folks would rather go for lighter-skinned girls and why that is and things like that. But it's the proof is in the pudding. It's been shown every day. It's been done every day, all day, wake up, go to sleep. Like, it's nothing new. It's just that in the black community and in other communities too, it's just pushed around. It's pushed around a lot. And I'm not going to only dummy down this to the black community either, because I know it happens in other communities where if you are a darker skin tone and usually in that particular ethnicity, everybody is predominantly like a lighter color, you get shunned out too. You get shunned by the world if you are a dark skinned person. You're only brought to the light when people like the way how smooth your skin looks, or like the way that your teeth are shining or something like that. And every day I think when I get a compliment or something like that, although I know that some people are really genuine, there are some people who will only like you for particular things, and maybe that is because of your skin tone or something like that. And I feel like that's bull too. If your preference is based off of skin tone and ethnicity, I'm just gonna say that that's bull too. I mean, unless like you're like, I'm gonna stick to my own race or something like that, that's different. But a lot of people really like shun out other people just for one particular specific thing, and the whole time you're missing your whole blessings that you were supposed to get from other people, but instead you wanted to put yourself in one position. And a lot of people don't understand that. So I think I've said enough on this. There might be a part two to this, but this is what I wanted to say on my mind for right now. Thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girl with a Voice, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Be yourself. Take care of your mind, body, and soul. Love your mind, body, and soul, and be you, because nobody else can and nobody else will. Thank you. Bye. Wait, I know I just tried to end this, but thought about something. After re-listening to this, I want to add on that there was also this big thing where everybody was like, dark-skinned girls are better, light-skinned girls are better, but dark-skinned dudes are better, dudes are better, fair skin is better. You know, it was just like this whole thing. I'm sorry, I just thought about that again, and I feel like I needed to add that, because I feel like now the people who like took it like off the ground and it's still like really been pushed and forced is really in like the girls, women's part of the community, especially a lot of the time, especially in clothes, modeling, and just whatever, school, anything. And I just feel like I needed to say that. Now I think I'm gonna be done with this. If not, I will add it to another episode, and I'll just have a part two, because again, I just said that in the little portion before this, that it might be a part two to this. So anyways, I'm gonna end this again. I hope you have a beautiful day. Love yourself. Love your mind, Dang, love your mind, soul, and heart. Take care of your mind, soul, and heart. Be careful. Take care of you. Be yourself, because nobody else can and nobody else will. And I will see you in another episode, or you'll hear me in another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Black Girl with a Voice.